On Fridays, the business segment focuses on your money. Today, foreclosures. Colorado posted the highest ratio of foreclosures in the country last month. The online provider of such information, RealtyTrack, reports the foreclosure rate in Colorado rose to 3 times the national average. Of course, Colorado may or may not be a forecaster of the national housing market. Last summer on this program, mortgage banker Lou Barnes considered this very question.
I work in Boulder, Colorado, which is a test case for all the bubble theories. We had a huge home price boom in the late 1990s, until the tech boom ended. People borrowed on interest-only and adjustable-rate mortgages and didn't have to prove their incomes. People bought with nothing down. 5 years after the boom, anyone waiting for a real estate crash is still waiting. True, we've had some foreclosures, some due to bad lending, more to job losses. Prices have been flat for 5 years, just as they should be after a boom. But even though Boulder has been on the lists of the overpriced housing markets, there's no blown bubble here. The bubbleologists shout that low interest rates and crazy mortgages have fueled even crazier speculation, that easy money has doubled home prices and overextended buyers. That's not what I've observed. I've never seen a family buy a home they knew they couldn't afford just because they thought the price would go up. Invest in a home, and even if you're wrong about prices, you get to live in it.
With these new numbers out, we return to Lou Barnes to find out if he stands by his original analysis.
The Colorado foreclosure numbers are misleading in 2 ways. First, the absolute numbers are small relative to the Colorado market. They stand out only in comparison with the record low foreclosure rates nationwide. Second, our foreclosures are concentrated in the northeast of Denver, where there's been a new and excessive subdivision of land. That excess of buildable land is suppressing appreciation rates across the Denver area. But the housing market this spring statewide is probably the best in 5 years. Nothing fancy. We've been in the top 5 states in employment growth for the last 2 years. We have the benefits of markdown rents now that technology bubble's blown, and we're getting a renewed flow of people into the state. We feel the headwind of rising interest rates and after effects of some foolish lending and borrowing, but there is no housing bubble blowing here. Fannie Mae's regulator, the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight, says that Colorado homes appreciated 6% in 2005, and the Denver area gained 4.5%. Not great, but not a foreclosure crash either.
Commentator Lou Barnes writes a weekly newsletter called Mortgage Credit News.